USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Officials in Buffalo say the suspect in a mass shooting at a supermarket within the city months before the attack. Officials say the suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, visited the store back in early March. They added that Gendron had planned to attack a second location if he hadn't been caught by authorities. They're investigating the shooting as a hate crime, citing the suspect's racist rant posted online. More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol. That includes dozens of fighters that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives. He says that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. The losing ways continue on Wall Street. Even though the Dow rose by 27 points, the Nasdaq fell by 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off by 16. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving up the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors by an hour. They now must be indoors by 10 p.m. Also, as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement the new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
Lightfoot's executive order comes after a 16-year-old was shot and killed near the Bean sculpture. Baby formula maker Abbott Nutrition says it reached an agreement with the FDA on a path to restart operations at its plant in Michigan. The facility has been closed for more than 3 months as federal officials looked into whether powder formula from the plant caused 4 babies to contract a rare bacterial illness. 2 of them died. Abbott says the FDA has not been able to definitively link its formula to the illnesses, though it's addressing concerns raised during a subsequent inspection at the facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Federal Election Commission will not take any action against former President Trump after it deadlocked on whether his campaign broke the law during the 2020 election. The Campaign Legal Center filed a complaint against Trump, accusing his campaign of laundering hundreds of millions in spending from mandatory public disclosure by routing payments through companies tied to his former campaign manager, Brad Parscale. The practice has long been considered against the law, but the FEC, evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, have often deadlocked on the issue. Come this fall in Florida, protesting in front of a private residence can land you in jail. Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill to prevent protests like those faced by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative Supreme Court justices. It will be a second-degree misdemeanor that takes effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine. However, a protester can only be arrested after they ignore orders from police to disperse. Authorities have discovered a fully operational drug tunnel underneath the border. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The tunnel was discovered by police and members of the Mexican National Guard at a home in Tijuana Saturday night, and the exit point is in a warehouse on the U.S. side in Otay Mesa. Authorities in Tijuana say the tunnel was used to smuggle drugs and for other illicit activity. The Border Patrol has sealed up the tunnel on the U.S. side and is investigating the incident.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.